Hi everybody, Dr. Tim Mann, DPT here with the Hybrid Fitness Podcast, new name Hybrid Fitness and Physio, changed up the name of the company a little bit, let people know a little bit more what we're about. The podcast this week has sort of a continuance of what I talked about in the last podcast, got some comments from people and some questions, mainly on what I had spoke about in regards to stretching, in particular static stretching. Trying to get more flexible, lengthen muscles, that kind of thing. And most of the feedback was, I won't say argumentative, but people wondering in regards to my comments about stretching not really doing what people think it does, in that it's making the muscles more flexible or making muscles longer. And as always, I'm happy to expand on that. In general, cadaver research they've done, that you can stretch a muscle, grab one end, grab the other end, pull it, the muscle does not really increase in length. So stretching doesn't necessarily make muscles longer. And also it doesn't really, there is potential that if you put a really heavy, really long stretch on a muscle, it could potentially add cells, add fibers to itself, and by that way become longer, but that is a very long, slow process, requires tissue growth and adaptation, and not the sort of thing that's going to happen with, you know, 5-10 minutes of stretching every day. I'd have to do more with hanging weights from yourself and spending a few days, weeks, months in that position. What stretching really does, and most of the research has, to the point that it can be conclusive, has kind of borne this out, is that people get more flexible because they build a tolerance to the stretching sensation. Now, I see this a lot with people that I work with. You lay people on their back, lift their leg up. That's kind of your basic hamstring length test. But what they really ought to call it is a hamstring stretch tolerance test. I lift your leg up. There's a point where picture someone laying on their back, legs are straight, grab kind of behind a heel, keeping the knee straight, and lift that leg straight up like they're kicking up in the air. If the person's not very flexible or they have a low tolerance to stretch, one of a couple things is going to happen. Their pelvis is going to tip backwards, and their hips or their butt is going to kind of come up off the ground. They're going to bend their knee, or they're going to say, ow, stop that. And really all of those, in most situations, are going to be, it's an unpleasant situation. Now, what are we really stretching there? Are we stretching the hamstring? Maybe. Are we stretching out the posterior capsule of the knee joint? Are we stretching the sciatic nerve and any of the branches that go down into the ankle? Yes. Maybe some of those, maybe all of those. And really it comes down to, it's not a sensation that we are accustomed to. We have not a great tolerance for it, and so it feels tight. It's kind of the same reason that people are, I talked about this a little bit in the last podcast, about people who are very hypermobile, extremely flexible. They love to stretch. They're always, in a lot of cases, chasing a stretch. And because they're so flexible, they have to go further and further into the stretch and stretch harder and longer to actually feel that sensation of hitting tension to where they feel like they're getting a good stretch. Aside from that, if they don't have the proper strength and stability, they're always going to feel tight because those muscles are always sort of in a protective mode. They're trying to generate force to protect your joints. Muscles move your joints, they also protect your joints. When you have a lot of motion in a joint, either that exists or that you've created through excessive stretching, your muscles are always going to be fighting to have control of that. And if you have more motion than you can control well, that is what we call a functional instability of a joint. And when that happens, you've opened yourself for injury, essentially, and that's was one of the keys to extreme flexibility not necessarily being the be-all end-all of injury prevention. And in fact, it can be detrimental to performance if you have a lot of flexibility and you don't have good control of the full range of your joints. Building off of that, so we've kind of, I've established, people are free to argue with me, but it happens. I don't mind. The stretching does not necessarily change the length or flexibility of the muscle. In terms of the nervous system and the person's sensation tolerance, they get used to that feeling of stretch. That's a lot of times why loaded stretching works well. Something like a barbell deadlift is essentially a loaded hamstring stretch. You are using your glutes and your hamstrings to pick a barbell up off the floor. You're also using them, in most cases, to lower it back down in a controlled fashion. That is, the muscle is lengthening out in a way that forces it to control itself as it stretches. And as someone did, at least in my experience, it's a very good way to develop that type of flexibility, in that your body knows that you can control that motion. It feels, your nervous system feels safe. Your body is going to give you more rope to work with, metaphorically speaking. It's not going to put the brakes on you. It knows that, hey, this is not dangerous, and you're going to become, quote-unquote, more flexible, because you're not going to get that sensation of blocking or tightness when you go to elongate that muscle. Another way that, and this is sort of a John Russon concept, those of you familiar with Dr. John Russon, he's a brilliant strength coach and physical therapist who really preaches what we call biphasic stretching. And that is essentially, well, I'll try to use his words as best I can, because I think he describes it really well. It's taking a joint through a full authentic range of motion, or fully expressing the joint's authentic range of motion. Authentically meaning you are moving that joint in a controlled way as much as that joint moves. And that's really how you can get good motor control. You can get good nervous system control. You can really get your body to give you all the available range of motion you have. One of the things I see a lot with people that are stretching, especially people that are very tight or people that are very loose, is they are compensating a lot when they're stretching. You'll see people doing one of the prime examples I see is someone down on one knee trying to stretch their hip flexors. Most people that have worked out or stretched out, done yoga, that can know kind of what that stretch looks like. You're down on one knee, one knee on the floor, the other foot's in front of you, and you're trying to stretch the front of the rear hip. And people are just leaning forward, rocking forward, basically lunging onto their front leg, and trying to get that stretch in the front of, in the front pocket where the hip flexor lives, maybe down the thigh into the quadriceps. And really what tends to happen there is they are absolutely dumping their pelvis, they are arching their low back, and really getting that motion to move forward from the low back, the lumbar spine, a lot of places, from the hip, but not just from the hip. And so that hip never really gets authentically stretched. It's a stretch that most people know, and yet almost everybody I work with, I throw some tweaks into that stretch, and they realize that it needs to be done differently. Anybody who is thinking about that stretch, or who has done it before and doesn't really get the effect they want from that, try this just to get a sense of what I'm saying. Get down on one knee on the floor, your other foot in front of you, so both of your hips and knees are right at about 90 degrees. And I want you to tilt your pelvis backwards. I'll call it a posterior pelvic tilt. What you're really doing is squeezing your abdominals and squeezing your glutes really hard, and essentially tucking your tailbone underneath. If you had a tail, you're tucking your tail between your legs. If you have your hand on your low back shouldn't be arched. It should actually be flattened. Same as if you were laying flat on the floor and you push your low back into the floor, that's the motion you're looking for. Now holding that and bracing, really bracing your low back, now rock forward into that stretch. So what we've really done is eliminate the way the body compensates for that movement. Now doing the stretch as a movement in concept is one thing, really locking down the segments of the body that can compensate, in this case your lower back, and going after that stretch. Now you are moving your hip. You are authentically expressing the range of motion of your hip. And that is, a lot of times, it's a lot easier to feel that stretch in your hip flexors. Now we've really dialed in the sensation to where we want it, and we're putting that stretch or tension right where we want it, and it's not going into other areas of the body that don't really let you feel it. Now again, are we really lengthening your hip flexors? Probably not. They may be tight. They may feel tight, especially if you sit a lot. But being able to, again, kind of decrease your body's preference, which is probably to have those muscles shortened, and the ability to tolerate that stretch better, is really going to open up that range of motion. So, long way around to say, when we're stretching, what are we doing? We're mainly increasing your ability to tolerate tension on a muscle group. In some cases, other structures, nerves, and things like that. That's a little more of a rabbit hole. So when we stretch, we want to do that. We want to really make sure that we're not compensating by moving other areas of the body, or letting that stretch not really happen because the body's found a way to cheat the motion we're trying to do. And really, if you want to make a muscle longer, you're going to have to hang weights from yourselves and spend months in that position. So there's really no need to spend more than 5 or 10 minutes stretching. It feels good. It does help you feel more fluid and move better, because your body is going to give you more rope to work with. Again, metaphorically speaking, it's not going to lock you down in positions where it doesn't feel stable, because it understands that you can control your range of motion and really just move a muscle. Make sure you're taking the joint through its real, authentic range of motion, and then get it strong. And a lot of people that I've worked with, their flexibility problems go away pretty easy with that set of interventions there. As always, welcome more questions. Either we can expand further on this topic or anything else you'd like me to talk about. Please contact me on social media, and I'll talk to you soon. Everybody have a good night.